The Arizona Supreme Court this morning is hearing arguments in a case pitting the state against Tucson. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joins me with a preview. And Howie, what will the justices be hearing about?
What you've got is a question about the legality of a 2016 law that says if a city or county has a law or an ordinance that the attorney general believes is violating state law, the attorney general can withhold all of the state aid. Tucson has a gun destruction law. It says basically when we seize a weapon or it's forfeited, if it's a handgun, we destroy it. Arizona has a law that says all usable weapons have to be sold off. Guess what? We've got a conflict. Tucson's not backing down. The attorney general filed an action to take away their state aid, which is over $150 million a year. And Tucson's response was to file a countersuit saying the law is unconstitutional. So that's what's up this morning.
So, Howie, is the issue then more about the constitutionality of the 2016 bill or the action that the attorney general has taken as a result of that bill and Tucson's gun destruction ordinance to withhold state shared revenue?
Well, the court really has to consider both. The threshold issue is the 2016 statute constitutional? Obviously, if it's not constitutional, game over. But if they say that the 2016 statute, which allows the withholding of state aid, can be considered constitutional, then the second question has to be, does this Tucson ordinance run afoul of state statute and can state aid be withheld? So it's really a two-step process here.
Is there an argument to be made that since Tucson is a charter city, that anything the court might decide might only apply to those charter cities and not for every city or town in the state?
That's one of the arguments that Tucson is raising. Obviously, they contend the whole ordinance is unconstitutional. But there is a state constitutional provision which says charter cities, and of which there are 18, are free to legislate on anything of purely local interest. Now, Tucson contends the destruction of guns is purely local, just as Bisbee contends that how they handle plastic bags is purely local. The argument by the state is no, questions of who gets to have a gun, who gets to destroy a gun, are questions of statewide interest. In fact, the National Rifle Association has weighed in on behalf of the state, contending that to the extent that Tucson destroys guns, it makes guns statewide more expensive, therefore harder to get. And in fact, the NRA contends that Tucson's policy is in fact a part of a larger plan to essentially have guns unavailable in Arizona.
That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thank you.
You're welcome.